If you enjoy podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Medicine in America, hosted by Anthony Manson and Todd Harrington, shares the stories of physicians, other healthcare professionals, and industry leaders who are changing the way we deliver care. There's an episode that you should check out called Primary Care Reimagined with Subscription-Based Preventative Care Model. It's an inspiring call for a paradigm shift in primary care. All of their episodes highlight innovative ideas at the forefront of the movement to transform our healthcare system. Check out Medicine in America on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the On the Road to the Gambia podcast, where we are bridging boundaries for global health equity. I am Dr. Carol Penn, doubly board certified in family medicine and obesity medicine. I am a best-selling author and a master meditation, movement, and mindset coach, serving as the director of Tracks and Electives, assistant professor of family medicine at our nation's newest medical school, Rocky Vista University, Montana College of Osteopathic Medicine. I am the proud co-founder of the Institute for Community Evolution. Together with Sunuriu, the University of the Gambia, Penn Global Visions, and the Edward Francis Smalls Teaching Hospital, we are fostering a new era of global healthcare collaboration. I'm excited to bring you the amazing stories of 15 clinicians from the U.S. who will travel to the Gambia and exchange cutting-edge knowledge with Gambian medical professionals to uplift communities and empower each other to become compassionate and culturally sensitive healthcare leaders on both sides of the Atlantic. So put on your headphones and listen as we explore this transformative journey to the Gambia.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the On the Road to Gambia podcast. I am your host, Dr. Lisa Herbert, a board-certified family physician, best-selling author, speaker, and executive leadership coach. And I help physicians transition into leadership roles so that they can become the respective voices in healthcare. So I'm excited to be back again with another guest. We're going to be talking to Dr. Nima Moore today. So I'm excited to get into this podcast. So as you know, this podcast is highlighting the steps of 15 clinicians from the United States embarking on a transformative journey with the Institute for Community Evolution, SUNY-RU, University of Gambia, Penn Global Visions, and the Edward Francis Small Teaching Hospital to foster a new era of global healthcare collaboration. So today we have with us Dr. Nima Moore. So I'm going to read a little bit about her, tell you about all of her credentials and all the exciting things that she's doing in her career. And then we're going to get to some questions about this trip to the Gambia. So Dr. Nima Moore hails from Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, and is a dedicated chiropractor, accomplished author, and dynamic speaker. Her mission revolves around empowering women, guiding them towards optimal health, and boosting their confidence to unleash their true potential. Dr. Moore's academic journey includes a degree in biology, secondary education, and a doctorate of chiropractic from the prestigious Palmer College of Chiropractic. Her passion for global impact is evident through her participation in chiropractic mission trips to India and her upcoming mission to Africa in January 2024. With over a decade of experience, she successfully manages two chiropractic practices in Woodbridge, Virginia and Leesburg, Virginia. As an Amazon best-selling author of Confidence Now, she actively advocates for women's empowerment, offering valuable tools to conquer life challenges and pursue dreams fearlessly. Her dedication extends beyond the professional realm as she hosts luxury wellness retreats and conducts workshops that brings women together for personal development and empowerment. In her personal life, Dr. Nima expertly balances her roles as a wife to an entrepreneur and a mother to two teenage twins. Her unwavering commitment to uplifting women through chiropractic care, weight loss, functional medicine, and various empowerment platforms solidifies her as a prominent influencer in her community, inspiring countless women to achieve confidence, wellness, and success. So welcome to the podcast, Dr. Moore. I'm so excited to speak with you today. And how are you doing?
I'm good. I think I may have to take expertly balancing out of the bio between, I don't know if any mom expertly balances personal life and work life and kids. I believe it's harmony that we're trying to create. There's no perfect balance when it comes to that. So I just want to make sure that that's clear. I am like any other working mom and wife who is trying to harmonize all the things is going on in her life. So
Well, I'm glad you cleared that up because I was going to dive right in and ask you, how do you do all of that? Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, it is. It's something that we just, you know, juggle, but we also learn to sort of, you know, just ride the wave, right? Go with the flow. And just, you know, try to make the best of all of it.
Right, right. Yeah. So I believe in harmony, not necessarily balancing between and trying to make everything kind of gel together. But one of the things I do to try to make everything balance together is we do a lot of things together when it comes to business. So when I show up to different things, the kids are there. One event, the husband may work. I support him. He supports me. So I try to create an environment of supportiveness into what all of us are doing, even if it's entrepreneurship.
I love it. I love that. And I think that, you know, we can all take some tips from that. Right. So that's wonderful. So, you know, thinking about all of what you do and thinking about maybe your beginnings of where you started. So thinking about that journey, who or what may have inspired you to sort of, you know, go into chiropractic medicine, get to the point where you are today with these businesses and just sort of, you know, have your hands in so many different aspects of healthcare and entrepreneurship.
You know, I really think about this question. And first of all, I come from a long line of just like women leaders in my family. But I guess what comes to mind is if somebody close to me would definitely be my grandmother. She was an entrepreneur as well. She had, I think, maybe like a fourth grade education, and her and my grandfather started their own business. Everyone thought it was going to be just absolutely, you know, insane. They actually started a tombstone business in North Carolina that she ran until she was like 87 by herself. And as I learned more about her, she was a true trailblazer and entrepreneur spirit. So I think a lot of that comes from her. But, you know, I've also been so inspired by so many of the other African-American women who have come after that, such as, you know, a Harriet Tubman or Madam C.J. Walker, you know, who was the first African-American millionaire. So those stories just inspired me to want to be that person, to want to be, you know, that woman. So those things really, my grandmother, as well as people who have come after that, and ancestors, have really inspired me to be that leader, that trailblazer.
Yeah, that's amazing because I think grandmothers just have so much wisdom. I was fortunate enough to be able to grow up with my grandmother as well. And so probably until my late 20s, you know? So yeah, so just hearing those stories and being able to kind of pull from their strength, I understand definitely is inspiring. So tell us a little bit about sort of what you do. What does the day in the life of Dr. Nima Moore looks like in terms of like your practice, who you serve, like what challenges do you face, all of that?
So I am a chiropractor. I graduated from Palmer College of Chiropractic. I've been practicing for well over a decade now in a couple different places. Here in Virginia, I do have two satellite offices. So I serve, in one office, I serve a lot of military clients, a lot of military patients, a lot of veterans who have retired, who have been injured, doing all kinds of things, jumping out of planes. So that is the population that I have been serving a lot of. I also serve a lot of women as well come to me to feel better. A lot of them are over 40 or retired. That seems to be the age group that I serve. As well as in my other office, a lot of women want to come. They want to either get relief from pain. They want to release some weight. They want to feel better. They want to start investing in themselves. So that's my population that I usually target and usually wants to come in to see me. But a day in the life, you know, I'm in the office. Seeing patients, providing chiropractic care, some physical therapy care, stretching, all those things go along with it, as well as nutrition. A lot of people don't understand that chiropractors have a lot of education when it comes to guiding patients on nutrition and supplements. So I do a lot of that, as well as guiding them on ergonomics of where their computer should be placed. What are you doing every day that may be causing back pain, that might be causing neck pain? Yeah. So I'm advising patients on all of those things. Patients seek me out for those types of things during the day. The challenges that come with that, I see a lot of new patients who have never seen a chiropractor before. Mm. And I think due to social media and TikTok, and so many of the things where people are breaking things and imitating chiropractors that's all in fun. I do think people they don't know what it is. They're they can be very nervous if they haven't come in to see a chiropractor. So they're unaware. They think they're going to get injured. Their mother-in-law has told them you really shouldn't stop doing that. So those are the battles a chiropractor or an allied health professional, a lot of times that we face specifically in chiropractic. So it's a lot of educating that has to go on when it comes to patients and educating them on exactly what we do, that we're really accessing your nervous system and clearing your nervous system so that your body functions better. And also clarifying what that cracking sound is. What is it? Are you cracking my neck? Which is really, you know, what we call an adjustment. And honestly, that's just air leaving the joint as we move things back into place. So that is what we battle the most is educating. And a lot of times people, doctors, other professions, they don't know what we do. So it's educating on both sides.
Yeah. And that's interesting because I never really thought about the fact that social media can have I know social media has obviously a dramatic impact in terms of what we do, but to think that there are people that are portraying what is not the truth about, you know, what you do, and then having to dispel those myths and those rumors and those, you know, totally wrong assessments of your care. I'm sure that takes some time just to get people sometimes even to buy in.
And it's a lot of trust that has to go in when patients come in. Some of them are so nervous. They are so, so scared because they don't know what to expect, but they want to get relief. So just really trying to build that trust and rapport with the patients. We have to do a lot of that. Because I can't do my job unless they trust me. I'm putting my hands on them. You know, I can't do what I need to do, even in the moment in the office, unless they trust me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's interesting because, you know, we're embarking upon this trip to another country, another continent, and we'll have to build trust with the people there, right? With the community, with physicians, with the people who live there. So thinking about that and you sort of having to do that already here in the States, what do you think will be the challenge there? Or how do you think you'll bring some of that knowledge and expertise that you use currently in your chiropractic care in terms of education to build that trust there in the Gambia?
Hey, leading ladies, stay right there and we will be back with my amazing guests. This conversation is so good that you don't want to miss it. So stay tuned.
So I'm so excited about this trip. So I have already been in contact with the department that I'm going to be working in, which will be the physiotherapy department. And I wanted to start early for that reason, to build trust so that once I got on the ground, they understood, you know, they heard my voice. They've seen me before. They understand how I, you know, may joke a little bit, or, you know, so they can try to get to know some of who I am as well as who they are as well. That's really, really important. What I will be bringing to the Gambia trip is, which I'm just thrilled about, I'll really be introducing chiropractic to an entire group of students that don't even know what it is. Mm. Chiropractic is not in the Gambia yet. It is on the continent. So there are other countries that have chiropractic care. But this country does not have chiropractic care. So it is something new to them. They don't quite, they may know what it is, but no one's ever taught them about what chiropractic care is. So I'll be doing a session on what chiropractic care is, what it's not, how it can work for their patients, how that if it is something that they decide to bring to the hospital, how it fits in with other specialties as well. So that's what I'll be bringing as an educational piece. Mm-hmm. As far as building rapport, like I said, we've already been working on building that relationship. I've been asking a lot of questions about who they are, how old are they? You know, why did they decide to join? Why did they decide to become a physiotherapist? So I've been really trying to establish that rapport with them so that they can begin to trust me, because I can't, again, do what I need to do with them as far as teaching them and having that, you know, reciprocal information unless we trust mm-hmm. each other.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's so important. So when you think about, you know, you've done medical mission trips in the past, and now you're volunteering your time and expertise to the people of the Gambia. So what inspired you to sort of, you know, go on this particular trip? What was the thing that motivated you?
Well, first of all, I've been searching for a trip. When I went to India years ago, it was life-changing. It was my first time. It wasn't my first time out of the country, but it was my first time that far away, you know, really mm-hmm. crossing the seas out of the continent of where we live now, North America. So I just always thought, oh my gosh, I would really love the opportunity to go back to India or to go to somewhere else. So when this trip kind of really fell in my lap, I feel like it was just kind of presented and I just said yes. The idea of being able to go and help another country, to be able to help people in need that are in such great need, like greater need than what we see here in the United States, a third world country, you know, in some respects. Yeah. It's motivated me to want to go, to be able to give what we have here, the opportunities, the knowledge, the access, the resources here in the United States, to be able to bridge the gap between us and the motherland was priceless. Yeah. Was priceless. So as I've learned even more about the Gambia and how important it really is, honestly, still to the United States, because so many slaves came through mm-hmm. that port. So it has a huge impact on the United States that so many of us ancestors may have come through that port. So the opportunity to give back to some place that many African Americans may have roots in, again, really touched my heart. And I wanted to be able to give what I know back to someone in need. Once you get to a certain point in life, it's about giving back. It's not yeah. about just constantly, what can I get, but what can you start to give back to humanity?
Absolutely. And I think that is so touching. I mean, I think it's a reason why a lot of us, right, signed up, I think, for this trip as well, is because not only just to help, you know, the country in terms of bringing out medical knowledge, but also just to sort of have that connection to a place where, like you said, we may have, you know, roots in, and to let them know that they're not forgotten. right? And that we hope to, again, just continue to bridge that gap between the United States and the Gambia. So when you're thinking about like all of the qualities, expertise, and knowledge that you sort of want to bring to this trip, what in particular do you hope to address there?
You know, to just kind of finish up what you had said before, I expressed this to them that just as much as the Gambia needs us, we need them.
Mm-hmm.
And I explained to someone from the Gambia, they kind of were like, wow, I didn't think about it like that, because they know where they come from. And we as African Americans are constantly searching.
Mm-hmm.
And we need that to make us feel whole.
Yes.
Just to finish out what we had just finished talking about. But as far as what I hope to bring, because I am the only chiropractor going, and I hope to encourage collaboration between specialties, between doctors, allied health, as well as medical. The Gambia, this hospital has the same issues we have in the United States, meaning there's not always a bridge with referrals. They don't understand how that they really can work together, meaning like they would like to see more patients, but they're not referred those patients.
Mm.
So I hope to bring some light on how the allied health profession and the medical profession can work together. I feel like this whole trip is about collaboration.
Yeah.
It's about collaborations between African Americans and Africans. It's about collaboration between the United States and Africa.
Mm.
So this, again, the word of collaboration comes up again when we talk about the actual hospital of bridging the gap and allowing and helping them to understand. And that's one of the things I want to talk about when I talk about chiropractic, is how they do go together and that all of it is needed.
Mm-hmm.
All of it is needed for the health of the patient, and that we can start to look at the patient more holistically. And this will have, you know, benefits that will help the people of the Gambia.
Yeah. And even talking about, you know, holistic care in the terms in which we understand it, right? There's probably a whole nother definition of what they view as holistic care. When we look at, you know, traditional healing and all of the things that they use, plant-based medicine that we may not use here, what do you hope to learn in terms of different treatment modalities over in the Gambia that maybe, you know, we could even bring back here?
Right. I mean, I'm definitely interested to learn, you know, a lot of how they use plants and nutrition for ailments, for things such as gut health, digestion, all the things that, you know, we may grab something over the counter here. I'd like to hear what they use for some of those things, especially when it comes to things of, you know, the stomach, when it comes to gut health. You know, what are they eating? What herbs are they eating to, you know, help with digestion, which plays a big part in the gut microbiome and how, you know, there's a lot of talk about that and how it affects everything in your body, anxiety, depression, mental health, you know, and how your body operates. So I'd like to learn more about that. That's one of the things I would definitely like to learn more about. And also, what do they use to put on pain? You know, like, what herbs are they using for back pain? What are they, knee pain? What are they using for headaches, menstrual cramps? I'd like to know what are some of those things. And lastly, sickle cell anemia. I have a patient who has sickle cell anemia. I would like to really know some of the things that they are using. And she's pretty a moderate case. And I had a very, very close friend who also I like would nurse in college who had sickle cell anemia. So I would like to know more about how they, from the, you know, medical side, how do they treat that? How do they treat that village-wise as well as in the hospital? So that's what I'm interested in learning and taking back.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's so much, right, for us to garner from them and to bring back. So when you think about, you know, the trip, and let's kind of fast forward, the trip is over, we're back home in the U.S. What is your best case scenario of short term and long term developments or consequences of us being there?
Well, number one, I hope that they, once we leave, and I hope they understand that there is a way for them to work together, for both sides to work on the same patient for the betterment of the health of the patient. So I hope that that is something that's longstanding. I hope that they begin to understand the value of the physiotherapy department so that it begin to grow again, because this was a program that had over 300 students coming out of it. And now they're down to 4. I hope that they see the value in this department of how many things that it really can help their patients with when it comes to pain, when it comes to pelvic floor issues, things that women don't want to maybe talk about, that they can get help in another department. So I hope that that's longstanding, that they see that, and that that increases the physiotherapy department as well as the physiotherapist positions and jobs in the area, which I heard already that they have many positions open, but they don't have enough people to fill them. So I hope that it increases the resources to that department so that they are able to fill those positions, which will also trickle down to the actual Gambian people and community.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Dr. Nima, I can just already imagine the positive impact that you're going to make there in the Gambia, bringing all of your expertise and knowledge in regards to chiropractic care. So I'm looking forward to this trip. I'm looking forward to working with everyone, to, you know, meeting the people of the Gambia, working with the medical professionals there, and then, you know, bringing back all of that expertise and knowledge that we learn from them as well.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Can't wait to get there and have this. This is a life-changing experience for all of us. So excited for the journey.
It definitely is. Well, thank you again, and I will see you in the Gambia.
Okay, thank you. Bye, everyone.
Thank you for listening and for allowing us to be a part of your day. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast to be the first to receive any new episodes as they are released.
Thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to support the Gambia Project, simply go to your browser and type GambiaCollaborative.org. That's www.GambiaCollaborative.org.
We hope you will join us on the road to the Gambia.
If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Medicine in America, hosted by Anthony Manson and Todd Harrington, shares the stories of physicians, other healthcare professionals, and industry leaders who are changing the way we deliver care. There's an episode that you should check out called Primary Care Reimagined with Subscription-Based Preventative Care Model. It's an inspiring call for a paradigm shift in primary care. All of their episodes highlight innovative ideas at the forefront of the movement to transform our healthcare system. Check out Medicine in America on your favorite podcast platform, or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.